fear of COVID-19.
The media has perfected a set of strategies to keep people terrified over the last couple of months, and they're working marvelously. Strategy number one, flog the case count. If all you hear from the press is, cases are rising, it tells you one thing. Deaths have been a terrible disappointment, because if the media could say, deaths are rising, believe me, that's all we'd hear about. In fact, with Omicron, deaths have stayed absolutely low and they're not going anywhere. Strategy number two, create a group norm of fear. Man on the street interviews, and they're actually females, is one parade of neurotics after another. You know, a female who says, I'm so scared to even go out of my house. I've canceled all my restaurant reservations. I'm not traveling anymore. And this is social psychology to make you think, well, if everybody around me is scared, then I should be scared too.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Cloudy tonight, chilly. Tomorrow, warm up again, back to 70. Clouds with morning rain starting up and increasing likely through the day. By afternoon, the wind shift with a cold front coming in. 70s will drop through the 60s, 50s, and then 40s. Early morning, Sunday, gusty and dry, 30s. Breezy, partly cloudy skies Sunday afternoon and a high into the upper 40s to near 50. Martin Luther King Day Monday, sunshine with a high into the middle 50s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Again, once in a blue moon, New Orleans Stamp Fest. Exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6. Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4. At the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie. I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, sponsored by the Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5219.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust, with Mike Hinson and Tony Peppers.
All right, gang, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show. No Mike Hinson tonight. He's feeling a little under the weather, but Tony is sitting right across from me, and I feel like we have switched roles. I don't think I've ever ran the board for you to talk, have I?
I don't think so either. It's definitely a change of pace, but hey, guess what? You've done something that I have failed to do every time, and you got the right mic turned on at the right time. Every time I'm on the other side, I turn on the other mic for you. So hey, look at that.
That's why I make the big bucks.
It is. It is. Awesome. Well, sad Mike's not here. I was excited for all three of us to be on the show together.
I know. That would be the first time, and man, it's been a while. Probably since last year during playoff football time.
Yeah, yeah. Probably, yeah. Well, Mike's here with us in spirit. God rest his soul.
That's right. I'm sure he's listening in, and he better be taking notes, so I want a full report on Monday.
Or hopefully taking a nap. I hope he feels better.
Yeah, he probably is doing that.
But just to be clear, he does not have the COVID.
He does not have the vid. He's just not feeling well.
Yeah, it's so weird. We got to caveat that every time.
I know. That's every time somebody gets a sniffle, it's like, uh-oh, I think they have COVID. And I have to tell people, I'm like, you realize there are other illnesses out there than COVID.
Yeah, well, you know, ever since 2020, the amount of people calling in sick for work and faking it has dropped drastically. I feel like going, I can't come into work today. It just doesn't work the same as it did in 2019.
No, you know, that's something too. Like, you know, I used to work retail and all that crap. And, you know, like people take calling off work because, let's just be honest, they didn't want to come to work. It wasn't because they couldn't come to work.
Yeah, that's what faking sick is.
Right. But you know, and I had a whole different idea about it. Like, if you just got the sniffles, you need to come to work. But now I have a whole different outlook on that. Like, if you're sick, you need to stay at home.
Yeah, absolutely. No more sniffles over here, because you never know what it's going to turn into.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a weird time. It's a weird time. So I got to ask you, BJ. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen you call in sick. Mm-hmm. I don't think you've ever seen me call in sick. Mm-hmm. What would be your go-to excuse now that you can't just go, I don't feel good?
Oh, man. I usually the diarrhea thing. I have a friend that he swears by using diarrhea because nobody wants to stay on the phone with you when you talk about having diarrhea.
Yeah, I think when you got the mud pies, I think it's actually a legal thing and a health thing that you should. I think it's like that and vomiting are the two things where if you do it, you are supposed to take 24 hours. So, I guess it's weird. I mean, people could ask you for a doctor's note, but y'all paying my health insurance?
Right. Well, now I do have a funny story. Whenever I was younger, I may or may not have been of age yet, but my friend and I had been out and the bars closed at 3 where we lived, and he worked as a butcher at a grocery store. Uh-huh. And had to be there super early, like needed to be there like 5, and this is 3, and he was not in any shape to go cut meat for sure. So he called his boss, and I'll never forget standing across the kitchen from him as he called in sick, quote unquote. And I just heard his end of the conversation. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm not feeling very good. You know, I'm puking like a horse. And I just looked at him like, puking like a horse?
That's so weird.
What does that mean? And to this day, that, you know, that was 20 something years ago. Like, what the hell does puking like a horse mean?
He was probably overdosing on ivermectin.
I don't know, but I brought it up to him over the summer last year, and I'm like, what did he say? And he's like, he just said okay and got off the phone. I'm like, because what do you say? All some right. Some kid is calling in at 3 o'clock in the morning not to come in at 5.
All right. So you're talking about butchers, and it reminded me of something. And then I said ivermectin. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of conspiracy theories, and I have to talk to you about my favorite conspiracy theory of late. BJ, are you aware that there is a shortage of chicken wings just nationwide? It's just difficult for people to get chicken wings. But are you also aware that Taco Bell now has chicken wings?
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I probably do sound insane. So Taco Bell now has chicken wings amid the shortage. Yeah. Do you trust Taco Bell generally?
Absolutely not. But it is delicious.
So here are the three prongs of this conspiracy theory. Okay. The shortage, the wings, and then I saw a really suspect post from, you know, me and Adam both went to school in Mobile, so a lot of Mobile pages. Mobile is relocating a lot of squirrels, and they're not the only city. a lot of places are really locating squirrels.
So had your kids, had your wife.
So I'm not trying to say anything, but I'm saying that there was a huge boom in squirrel population over the past couple years. I think it's called standing mast or something like that. You can look it up. It's an actual thing that people have documented. There's a huge boom in squirrel populations over the past couple years. There's just so many of them. Where are all the chickens at? Why does Taco Bell have wings? And where are the squirrels going? Where do they relocate?
So many questions in that the whole thing that you just blew my mind.
Are
actually
you picking up what I'm putting down, BJ?
I am, and you know, for once I used to curse the fact that there's only like two Taco Bells in New Orleans, but maybe it's a good thing.
I don't know. I love
to be
Taco
fair
Bell.
I do too, but I wouldn't, if I went to Taco Bell, I wouldn't have the hot wings.
I would never order the wings from Taco Bell ever in my life. No. But you know, that's not to say I wouldn't eat a squirrel.
I bet he has.
You know, I bet
he's
squirrel,
eating all kinds of weird stuff.
I've heard squirrel isn't the worst tasting thing in the world. I have heard it'll give you mad cow disease, though. Yeah, put some holes in your brain, not just Jeff Carrere. But you know, it's a little weird to me. Where are the squirrels, BJ?
That's a very good question. Very good question. I don't know, but I haven't heard about that. The chicken shortage. I mean, I guess that makes sense, but I still I don't know. You really stumped me on that, because it really makes me want to be sick if that's what's going on, like squirrels instead of squirrel wings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know some of them fly, but wings, really?
No.
You know, I know the worst thing is I didn't believe it for a minute. I was like, chickens are bigger than squirrels. But it turns out that those chicken wings you eat, think about how small they are. Yeah. Those are not adult chickens.
No, for sure.
I think you could easily pass a nice little squirrel egg.
I think we need to take a break. We need to pull it together. let's before this gets too far down the rabbit hole of conspiracies, and I have to go get my aluminum foil. And I don't know. We just need to take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about the Mandela effect. Let's go. I guess we could go a little further with conspiracies on.
Absolutely, Colin. Give us your best squirrel recipes. 504-556-9696.
There you go. We'll be back.
I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried. And I had dudes with badges frisk me, teach me how to swallow pride. I took advice no fool would take. I got some.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roslyn Caramore with Latter & Blum. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Roslyn Caramore at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
The Mayha is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayha offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayha is excited to present Mayha Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
All right, we're back with Something to Say Radio Show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. So I saw a show the other night. Brenda and I watch the Osbournes' Want to Believe. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's where Jack, their son, like shows them paranormal videos, and some of them, man, are really creepy. And, you know, I don't believe they're faked. And the whole point is that you would think that Ozzy and Sharon are big into ghosts and all that stuff, mm-hmm. because of him being Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah,
he's Prince of Darkness. Doesn't they don't believe?
Yeah, I bet she's real. What?
Nope. So the whole point of it is like to try to get them to believe in paranormal and UFOs and things like that. So they brought up the other night the Mandela effect, which I was unaware of, but when I talked to you today, you said you knew about that.
Yeah, the Mandela effect is a real thing. There's tons of examples. I feel like a lot of them come from our childhoods. You know, it's like the Berenstain Bears. How do you spell it, with the E or with an A, right? There's the infamous Shazam movie starring Sinbad that never existed.
Yeah.
People claim it happened. Do you have any recollection of that?
I thought for sure that that he did.
I know there's Shaq.
Shaq was Kazam, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe, the only thing I can think of rationally is maybe that we just assume, because it's almost like he took, from the way that, like, Brenda was describing it, because she said the same thing. She's like, remember, he was the Big Blue Genie. And I'm like, Big Blue Genie was in Aladdin, and that was Robin Williams.
Yeah.
So maybe as humans or people that we took those two things and put them together and just gravitated towards Sinbad, of all people, which is a really strange person to put.
Well, you know, he had a lot of obscure roles in the 90s, especially in kids' movies. It's just a weird thing. Personally, I think he's dead. But I swear, Nelson Mandela has died at least two or three times in my lifetime. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the timeline adjusting. I don't know if someone went back and sneezed on the wrong person or something, and now we just are staggered a little bit. But it's a lot of weird stuff.
Well, I have the actual definition here, and the Mandela effect is an unusual phenomenon where a large group of people remember something differently than how it occurred. Conspiracy theorists believe this is proof of an alternate universe, while many doctors use it as an illustration of how imperfect memory can be at times.
Hmm.
And I'm going to tell you one.
Oh, it's Mandela, not Mandala.
Yeah, Mandela.
Oh, I guess it makes sense that I...
So there was one, and this is the one that I didn't tell you today, because originally this was going to be a game before between you and Mike, but since Mike called in sick...
I win!
You win. You win.
Mike, you loser.
So the one that I... And this might be a little before your time, but... Growing up, Stouffer's stovetop stuffing. Always, like, everybody said, oh, you're going to get some Stouffer's stovetop stuffing.
People said that?
Yeah, all the time.
sorry.
Come to find out, Stouffer's never made stovetop stuffing. They've never made stuffing. They make, like, microwave meals. They never made stuffing. But I promise you, at least in my age range.
Not even like a little box, little joint?
No.
Just add water?
Never made it.
That's weird.
No, I don't know where in the hell that ever came from, because I even remember there being like people mocking it, you know, making, you know, like parodies and stuff, like, oh, like making game shows like we were going to have, and maybe you could have won a box of stovetop
Stouffer's stovetop stuffing, but no, it never existed. And that blew me away because I know for sure that I heard that as a kid.
It really sounds just like movie lines getting wrong. You know, it's really easy for that to happen. Like we talked about it earlier, the Darth Vader line, Luke, I am your father. He doesn't say that. He just says...
Chris Farley said it in Tommy Boy, but but Vader never said it.
Yeah, the line is just, I am your father.
Yeah.
But it's also like, who is it? Clint Eastwood? You feel lucky, punk? It's not what he says. It's not what he says at all. The line's a lot longer, but it ends with, so tell me, do you feel lucky?
Yeah.
And it's not how we think it is. But, you know, the Mandela effect, now that I know it's called Mandela, is just so silly to me. There's just a lot of really weird examples. A lot of mine come from, like cartoon stuff. Like I mentioned Berenstain Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier I mentioned tons of people my age. Maybe even you, I don't know. This was like a 2000s thing. Disney movies would come out, and you know, when they do like the little arc on the blue screen with the castle, it'd be the shooting star. During the 2000s, I swear they changed it to where it was Tinkerbell, and she would fly over with the little streak, and then she'd go dink with her little wand, and you know, boom, that was the Disney logo. Never.
It never happened.
Never, ever.
Because I feel like I remember that as well.
Yeah, well, he did have a thing, a little preview thing. It was like a preview, though, where Tinkerbell would fly around, and they would show you, like, previews or something. But it was not the title screen with, you know, the blue screen, White Castle, streak. Yeah, yeah. But people remember it, not just in that, though, but also in, like, their newer, like, full-color castle ones. And I just... Man, I could have sworn she was on that blue screen. Another big classic one is Pikachu's tail. If you look it up, a lot of
whether people... Whether it has a black tip or not.
Mm-hmm. I could have sworn it had a black tip, but it's just at the base. I guess it would be weird if it had two black tips. But, you know, yeah, it's just a lot of really weird stuff out there.
Well, another one was Jigsaw and Saw.
Do you want to play a game?
It's not. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's I want to play a game. It's not, do you want to play a game? It's, I want to play a game.
Oh.
And I thought it was, do you want to play a game also?
I thought it was, too. I guess well, that makes sense. I don't think anyone really has any choice in that movie.
No, not really. But, yeah, it was crazy because I was looking through that stuff, and I'm like, wow, I didn't think about that. And another one was the Queen song, We Are the Champions. You know, at the end of the song, it says, you know, we are the champions of the world, and we all think it says that. It doesn't. It doesn't say that at all. Nowhere in the song does it say that.
I am losing my mind right now. Okay, so apparently the Fruit of the Loom logo,
mm-hmm.
have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Cornucopia, right?
Nope.
Nah.
Brenda quizzed me on that one the other day, and I'm like, no, it doesn't. I had to think about it for a minute.
Well, the Monopoly guy has no monocle.
See, I thought he had a monocle.
I thought he did too. It's so crazy to me. Yeah. Mandela effect is weird. I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. Is it a sign of parallel universes? Is it a sign of the timeline correcting? Or do you think we're just that gullible?
I think that it has a lot to where we, as humans, we don't want to leave loose ends, like in our memory. So we connect the dots and we hear one person say something, and then we repeat it, and then somebody hears us, and they repeat it, and then it becomes what the truth is, which can be taken in a lot of different ways, especially with what goes on right now in this political atmosphere, where one person says something, and then the next person says it, and then all of a sudden it becomes the truth, but... I don't want to go down that road right now.
Well, you know, facts will always be facts, and Apple will always be an Apple. But, you know, I think you are right, because I think it is a little bit about human memory, because we only remember the things that we need to remember, you know? Like, even back in, like, our early days, our primal ancestors, red berries are red because they're edible, you know? The brown dirt is brown because why do we care about the dirt, you know? Why do we care if it was Berenstain or Berenstain, you know?
It's, right.
Our brain's just filling in those gaps. Memory.
Absolutely.
What a hell of a drug.
Yes. Let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back. We'll talk about the NFL wildcard weekend. And then we'll wrap things up with some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and then we'll get out of here for the weekend. Just waiting on a war.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, in our exciting 10th season of covering Saints football in the Red Zone, where we talk Saints football. We'll be on WGSO Radio 990 AM and on the internet at www.wgso.com. We'll talk Saints football live in the downtown Hilton Riverside Hotel in the world-famous Spirits Bar in the lobby of the hotel.
And now an important message from Josh Groban.
We are missing the sounds of a busy morning, the sounds of joyfulness, crowded sidewalks. We are missing the soundtrack of our lives. We all yearn to connect again, and we will, but we must keep following the necessary guidelines until we are all safe. Please get vaccinated. Let's bring back the soundtrack of our lives. Let's unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The state announces it will receive $1 billion over the next 5 years from the federal government to rebuild bridges. Here's Jeff Palermo.
State Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson says it's much-needed money from the infrastructure law, as there are over 1,500 bridges in Louisiana in need of rehabilitation or replacement, and this allocation can go towards about 400 bridges.
We want to fix bridges across the board, so we're very excited about what this means for us.
Wilson says the state usually spends annually $100 million to fix bridges. Now they can spend an additional $200 million a year.
You're going to see more construction zones going forward than perhaps you've seen for quite some time.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
This Sunday in New Orleans, a parade to honor the late Betty White. The entertainer died just days shy of her 100th birthday. Animal rescue was a favorite cause for Betty, so the parade will also raise money for animal care and adoption programs. It starts Sunday at 4 at the corner of Canal and Bourbon. This is news on LRN.
Alyssa, I have a big question to ask you.
You do? I can't believe this is happening. You're on one knee.
Alyssa, will you... Hang on. Will you marry me?
Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get your annual flu shot at no cost by visiting ldh.la.gov/fightthe-flu. Brought to you by the Louisiana Office of Public Health.
With the new law, more people qualify for financial assistance at healthcare.gov. Real customers like Taylor.
You know, I wish people knew how easy it was to get health coverage. This new law has made it so affordable. I'm only paying $52 a month, but there are quality plans for even less.
New law, lower prices, more people qualify. Enroll by January 15th at healthcare.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Never Enough Tattoo, it's 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
It just isn't the same without the lion. Join the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance today. Visit sdzwa.org.
I've seen what you call progress. Every warning sign ignored. And there's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words. And though the balance we struck was never kept, there was a sense of right and wrong.
All right, we're back in.
So, even though the Saints aren't in the playoffs, because the Rams couldn't take care of business, but I digress. There are still some interesting matchups this weekend, and I wanted to get your take on it, Tony, on who you think is going to make it out of this weekend alive.
I am pulling up the bracket right now. I have to scroll through all this Mobile Relocating Squirrels articles. All right, so looking at this, let's start with AFC. Bengals will beat Raiders. I think it can go anyway.
Yeah, you know, last night, I'm high on the Bengals, but I don't think it's their time. I think they'll beat the Raiders because, truthfully, I don't think the Raiders really – needed to be in, but whatever.
Whoever this bracket specifically, none of these teams will go to the Super Bowl. I will say the Raiders had a pretty promising run a couple years ago until Derek Carr broke his hand. I think that was their best shot at a Super Bowl, at least attempt.
Yeah.
I don't really see them going that far this year. Ever since Amari Cooper left, I haven't really seen it. I think the Bengals will get it, but it could go either way. Don't take my word on it. Next game, Patriots Bills. Bills, hands down. There's no one else I have faith in except for the Buffalo Bills. I think they're going to smash the Patriots. The Patriots have a great defensive line. Their offense just has a lot of holes in it, a lot of work that just needs adjusting. Bill Belichick is nasty during the playoffs, but, you know, c'est la vie, you know. By the way, this is Something to Say radio show right now, airing on WGSO. Call in 504-556-9696. Do not ask to speak to Jeff.
Jeff is, just for everybody listening at home, Jeff is done at 11 o'clock every morning. So I don't understand why I get phone calls at 6:30 wanting to be on Jeff's show.
You know, I think
it's going to be a long weekend. You're going to be on hold.
For someone who has a cult following of dummies, you think the dummies would be smart enough to at least know what hours his show was on. I swear to God. It's like between that and the calls of, hello, is this Real America's Voice? No, you dummy. It's not Real America's Voice. Whatever. Nope. Anyway.
Night.
All right, so Bills are definitely smashing the Patriots. That's what I think. I just don't think New England has any of the answers to Buffalo.
No.
Next game, Kansas City's crushing the Steelers, and then they're going to lose to the Titans the next week.
I agree with you. I agree with that wholeheartedly. On the AFC, yeah, I think Bengals, I don't think it's even close with the Raiders, to be honest with you. I think it's a 2-touchdown game. Bengals come out on top. I don't think the Bills are going to crush the Patriots because I still give credit where credit's due. As much as I dislike the Patriots, I do respect Belichick because the dude's just a beast.
Yeah, playoff Belichick's different. But yeah. What weapons do they have offensively, you know?
Nothing.
I think that'll be the 2-touchdown game. I think the Bengals and Raiders could go to overtime if you want my opinion.
I don't know. I think it'll be a little tighter with the Bills and with the Patriots. I think it goes maybe a touchdown.
We shall see.
Yeah. And then Chiefs, I agree with you. Chiefs and Steelers, I don't think Big Ben doesn't have much left in the old tank. And the fact that he made it into the playoffs is kind of
good for him.
Well, so did the Bengals and Raiders. So yeah. All right. So that happens. That's week one. You said you agree with me that the Chiefs will lose to the Titans in the next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I agree as well. But the Bills and Bengals, who do you think will win?
Bills, Bengals. I still gotta go. I gotta go with the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills are just looking really favorable. And honestly, if it came down to the Titans and Bills, go either way. To be honest,
that's I think so too. You know, just from what I saw with the Bill or the Titans, whenever I was there, though, I believe if we had our full crew with the Saints when we played in that game, we didn't have Kamara. Basically, we had Mark Ingram. Mm-hmm. In that game, and we still almost pulled it off. So they are beatable. However, getting Derrick Henry back is the key to the whole thing.
Yeah,
if he comes back and he's 100%, you know, that changes everything, because they do have good wide receivers, and they have with him, they're going to have the best running back in football. It's going to be tough, and their defense is good enough. I don't think it's exceptional, but it's good enough.
There's nothing on the Titans that are bad.
No.
That's what I think. But I mean, you can ask around. I'm a Ryan Tannehill
fan. And they're well coached.
Yeah, absolutely. They're great at managing the field. They're great at doing everything, at least on, you know, the standard. They rarely fall below average on anything. But you can ask around. I'm a Ryan Tannehill stan. I love that man. I think he's not a spectacular quarterback, but I think he knows he doesn't have to be. I think that he is the epitome of what we need a Jameis Winston to be. And that being said, they're not a Super Bowl team, in my opinion. Even if they go, I don't see them getting the ring this year. That's just my take. But we only got, what are you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, I just don't see anybody in the AFC coming out of the Super Bowl with a championship. Unless it's a complete upset, because it just seems like the stronger teams and have been are in the NFC, and they have been for a while.
Yeah, what I'm about to say isn't going to make sense, but I think the Titans will beat the Bills, but I think the Bills have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think so. I think that if it were to be with either the Buccaneers or the Eagles, if they went up against the Bills, it's going to be a shootout, and I think the Bills can outgun them.
Well, you know, Bills is an acronym, right? Boy, I love losing Super Bowls.
Well, I pulled for him a lot back in the 90s when they went to 3 in a row because I hated the Cowboys so much. And then they played the Giants and they played the Cowboys 2 times in a row. But and they couldn't get it done. And they had a great offense back then.
Yeah. Well, they have a great offense right now. They have a lot of weapons. Stephon Diggs, nastiest man in the league. I hate him so much. I will draft him number one next year. But Cole Beasley, Devin Singletary, they got great options. Josh Allen, it's monstrous. But I think we're running out of time in this segment. Let's talk about the NFC. Cardinals and Rams.
Cardinals, Rams. I'm going to go with if the Cardinals had – without injuries, I would pick the Cardinals, but unfortunately, I think I'm going to have to take the Rams, at least this week.
Yeah, 4 or 5 weeks ago, I would have told you that the Cardinals are going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Without a doubt, they were the best team in the league, but they are kind of getting a little riddled with injuries right now, especially without D-Hop. I don't know. I don't like the Rams. I've never liked the Rams. I think that they look like a bunch of Kent. It's their coach, really. I think it was the coach when they had Cooper Kupp, and who's the other guy that looks just like Cooper Kupp?
Jared Goff.
Yeah, they just look like Ken dolls. I don't like it. I don't like when your football players look too clean.
Well, and right after they had left St. Louis, they got to be the team that did Hard Knocks that year on HBO, and I watched it. And
was it very hard?
Some of it was hard to watch. Yeah. One being that they asked the quarterback's coach was having a conversation with Jared Goff and asked him, I don't know what it was in reference to, but essentially, in what direction does the sun rise and what direction does the sun set? And he couldn't answer that question. And the coach had some expletives that he used with it, but said, how in the hell are you going to be able to lead a team and you don't know where the sun rises and sets?
I always remember that there was a book I read as a kid about this rabbit who had a speech impediment, and he changed his R's with W's. So every time he would say something, he'd say, I'm a wabbit, and there was a bully who used to make fun of him. And there was a game that they were playing. It was like Simon Says, and he got the bully. He got the bully because he caught on that the bully was picking on him. So at the end, you know, he's hanging with his friends. He said, go rest. But with his impediment, it came out, go west. and the bully marched off into the sunset and never returned. So that's how I remember it.
Well, also Aaron Donald on that show didn't believe that dinosaurs existed. So go, there you go.
Prove they did.
Right.
That's my hot take. Proof. Yeah. Anyways, I'll take off the tin hat. Okay, so the Niners versus the Cowboys.
I think the Niners are going to pull the upset. I really do.
You think the Niners beating the Cowboys is an upset?
Well, depends on where you're standing. It's a weird season.
But the Cowboys do look good.
I think
lie.
It is, but it's the same thing every year that Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. They play in the worst division in football.
Yeah.
So it's easy to look good, but I just don't think they are good. Well, I mean, they're good enough, I guess, but I just feel like the 49ers are going
to
beat them.
Yeah, you say you hear it all the time, Cowboys going to the Super Bowl, but you know what else I hear every time? My neighbor's chihuahua barking every time I get 10 feet away from the house.
Yeah, same thing.
I think it's the same thing right there. I think the Niners could get it. Cowboys have looked good. I just don't see them going much further. Even if they win this week, I don't see them winning the next week, which brings me to my next one. It's a real tough one. Eagles and Bucks.
Buccaneers all day.
Yeah. All right, so next week. What did you say? The Cardinals beat the Rams, or you think the Rams beat the Cardinals?
Rams, unfortunately, beat the Cardinals.
Okay, do the Rams beat the Cowboys or the Niners?
If they play the 49ers, I don't think they'll beat them because I just watched them. They've been beat, what, 6 times in a row now by them.
Yeah, okay, so I'm realizing we have very different brackets for the NFC.
It's a floating thing, so whoever the highest seed will have to play the lowest seeded team.
So you think the Cowboys beat the Rams?
Cowboys, boy, that's a tough one. Man, that's a game I'd hate to watch. No, I don't think they could. I think the Rams.
Rams will win?
I think the Rams could beat the Cowboys. I don't think they could beat anybody else.
Okay, so Bucks versus Packers.
Bucks versus Packers.
Man. Yeah, that's going to be the game to watch all playoffs. That's what I think.
I'll say what, I'm going to go with the Packers right now. Just because playing at home, the weather's going to be terrible. And the games that the Bucks have lost this year, they've lost to some teams they should never have lost to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't really see that as much with the Packers. Packers probably came out smelling the best out of any team this year because it didn't seem like they had those complete and utter letdowns.
Yeah, well, and I'll even say at the beginning of the season, I did not think the Packers had it. They've really gotten it together. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers has really stepped up. We have different brackets, I think. I'm kind of coming on to your side about the Cowboys beating the 49ers, but I think the Cardinals will beat the Rams.
I would love it. I don't know if they can without DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, pending. We'll see what happens. But
Chase Edwards has been hurt too.
Yeah, I'm going to vote against you on the Packers and Tampa because the longer it goes, as much as I would love to see Aaron Rodgers get this win, I want him to lose so that he leaves the Packers and comes over to us. However, also controversial hot take, I want to see Brady go back to back.
I don't, especially after what was said this week about him being a no good two-faced so-and-so. Whenever they beat the Saints last year in the playoffs and he's out there kissing babies and playing with the Breeze family and, you know, throwing the ball around with his kids and then goes back to the locker room and takes a big fat dump all over Drew and says, I got his ass and I sat him down and, you know, all that stuff. Like, no.
That's why I want him to win. That's disrespectful. But you love to see a good villain arc. You love to see someone turn heel so completely. Yeah, I love
it. It'll just make the Saints' victory against the Bucks next year that much sweeter. Is that what you're saying?
I guess. All right. So next thing, out of all these teams, do you see either the Cardinals, Rams, Niners, Cowboys, or Eagles beating either the Packers or the Bucks?
Negative.
Yeah, I would agree. I think whoever is going to the Super Bowl in the NFC is going to be Green Bay or the Buccaneers. You love Angry Rodgers. But he chokes in the playoffs. Brady does not. I think he'll go. And if they face, regardless if it's the Bills, the Titans, God forbid the Bengals, whoever is in the NFC, I think comes out on top.
I agree. I think it's coming out of the NFC. And maybe the head coach in Green Bay needs to give Coach Payton a call and ask him how he does it against the Buccaneers. Because he seems to have the number, except for in the playoffs. But whatever.
We'll see.
Whatever. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to wrap things up with some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. You're listening to Something to Say Radio Show. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Brian Diaz with the NOAA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drinking food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOAADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Something to Say Radio Show, and we got about 5 minutes left, and it's that time of the week, whenever we wrap things up with some crazy stories, and we like to call it Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So, Tony, do you want to kick us off?
Oh, buddy. All right. So, this one comes out of Chicago area. Anderson on edge with man throwing urine at people walking their dogs.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and Alderman says it's been happening for months. Someone has been throwing urine in the faces of people, and a disturbing trend of attacks has been happening in an Andersonville neighborhood. Each attack has targeted people with their dogs. Andre Vasquez said that one man is behind the attacks. Katie Lyons, a victim, said she was walking her dog down Ashland Avenue, looking up to smile at the man walking by. It was then that she saw the cup in his hand and the look in his eyes. The look of rage in his face and just the way his eyes looked, Lyons said. He had a large cup in his hand, and just as he was passing me by, he threw the contents of it into my eyes. I yelled for help just because my eyes were burning and I couldn't see, and I dropped my phone. She rushed home, knew she needed to flush her eyes, but no one ever helped her. She was unsure of what it was until a first responder said, "It smells like urine." But she's not the only one. A woman named Sue says that he chased me and then threw urine at me and got the back of my coat. She was attacked just last week while also walking her dogs. Still shaken, she's uncomfortable with sharing her full name, but she says, quote, "He's been menacing for quite a while." In a bizarre twist, Sue said the man who attacked her actually then went to the police station himself to file a complaint against her, claiming she let her two dogs loose on him. "He saw the two witnesses, and I think he was trying to get ahead of it," Sue said. "He typically attacks at night." She followed up with the police and asked why he wasn't taken into custody. Police officer was like, "Yo, he told us that you let the dogs on me," and so they let him go. The police are not responding to what's going on. They just want the guy to get caught. That's what the victims are saying. Right. There's no happy ending to the story. The police have not found the man. They have not identified him. Nothing. It's just, if you're walking your dog, man, we're afraid it's not a seeing eye dog.
No kidding. Well, that reminds me, there was like an incident, I think in LA a few years ago, where there was a guy that was holding his diarrhea in buckets. And then he dumped a bucket of his diarrhea on some woman, and like she had to go.
Yeah, wasn't that also Chicago?
No, it was Los Angeles. It was West Hollywood. Gross. So yeah, that's I mean I would go to prison because I would kill them. That Wait. Would be it. It's done.
You know what they say: when it rains, it pours.
Oh boy! All right. So since you covered the urine front, I think I'll take this this one. A hapless car thief, a Nevada man caught with dismembered body claims to have stolen the wrong truck. That's right. There's a bizarre case unfolding in Vegas where Eric Holland, 57, was arrested after police found a dismembered body in his truck. Holland is now arguing that it's just a terrible coincidence. He stole a truck that just happened to have a dismembered body in the back. He was, in the words of his counsel, a hapless car thief.
I love when that happens.
Oh, right. Man, if he just has bad luck, he just stole the wrong car, his dismembered body in. Holland was first spotted with a suspended license plate on a Toyota Tundra truck. While he initially stopped and sped off, the police followed him for 3 miles, and Holland pulled into a parking garage next to the Rio Hotel and Casino. The police then saw Holland drive out in a different truck, a Chevrolet Avalanche. When they stopped him, they needed a taser to subdue him. Then they then discovered he had a black plastic trash bag emitting, quote unquote, a foul odor. They found a severed head, two human legs, and an apparent human torso. They later found to be the remains of Richard P. Miller, 65, of Vegas, who died of gunshot wounds. The police found 3 handguns in the truck. Bullets from at least one of the 3 guns were found in Miller's head. That's such a weird coincidence. How'd that happen?
You know, that's why I don't steal avalanches. It always just ends up snowballing out of control.
Man, it's a shame that Brenda's not listening tonight, because she would have, she probably would have just, she might have wet her pants. She laughed so hard because she loves the puns. So,
but what are the odds of you stealing a truck and it happens to be the truck of a murderer,
right,
who is dismembering bodies?
Buffalo Bill is, or what was his name? Buffalo Bill, isn't that his name from Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like whenever I'm riding for Uber and I pick someone up and it's late night and sketchy, they say, "Aren't you worried it might be a serial killer?" And I say, "The odds of 2 serial killers being in this car?"
That's good. I like that. All right. I think that's enough for the week. So let's get out of here. Let's enjoy the weekend. And it won't be long. It'll be Mardi Gras time. So until Monday, I guess we're just going to play Gloria.
I'm not really a serial killer, BJ.
That's good.
You don't have any evidence. The case will never stick. You'll never get me alive.
I just have a Colorado or a Colorado Avalanche, a Chevy Avalanche.
More Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.